Over the last year, Western Washington has seen some high-profile visitors from China, including President Xi Jinping on his first stateside visit. Well, now officials from China's Forestry Department are expected to visit the Puget Sound region in the next few months. The issue they want to discuss? Whether we could be the new home to a pair of pandas. The Washington State Panda Foundation has been lobbying the Chinese government to bring panda bears here. Ron Lucas is a board member at the foundation. He says having pandas at a zoo here will have a kind of halo effect, meaning people will come for the pandas but stay for the other animals.
There are other great programs which will get some attention and some spotlight with those that come to see pandas. They'll see the rest of the zoo, and that's a good thing.
But not everyone is excited about the prospect of more pandas in the U.S. David Plotz is the host of Slate's Political Gabfest. He's made his hatred for pandas known through his podcast and in articles for Slate. He told Bill Radke he honestly doesn't get why people love pandas so much.
Pandas have been duping us for a generation now. Since I was a kid, was when the charlatan panda business started. These are animals that don't want to survive. They're evolutionarily a dead end. They don't take care of their children. They don't breed. They eat only one food. They're photogenic. I'm not going to take away the fact that they're photogenic. They're not interesting in what they do and how they live. They are ill-tempered. They cost a ton for American zoos. So American zoos spend these absurd amounts of money to bring in these pandas, all of which is paid off to the government of China. They're a very frustrating and tedious animal, and we shouldn't put our resources into them. We should put it into an animal that wants not to go extinct. Pandas don't even care about saving themselves from extinction.
For listeners who don't know, pandas do seem to have a lot of trouble mating, at least in zoos.
They have a lot of trouble mating in the wild. They're not a lot of them in the wild either. Even when they were allowed to live in the wild and unmolested, they had trouble mating because they're solitary, unpleasant animals that don't really want to take care of their children. We should be leery of anthropomorphizing animals, but let's anthropomorphize pandas for a minute. Pandas are ill-tempered, tedious, neglectful animals. And I don't know why we sit and celebrate them. They don't deserve our praise. The equivalent is having a really good-looking, beautiful child, a supermodel child, and praising your child for being a supermodel. Yeah, pandas are good-looking, but they haven't done anything to merit praise. They're simply good-looking.
I should say, again, not all of our listeners have spent a lot of time actually at a panda enclosure, but didn't you grow up right around the D.C. Zoo?
I did. I grew up right next to the D.C. Zoo, and D.C. was, for a long time, the only zoo in the country that had pandas because the Chinese government, part of the panda ping-pong diplomacy of the early 70s, threw a couple of pandas to the D.C. Zoo, and so I spent much of my childhood being dragged to the zoo, and we would have to stand and look at the pandas. And you know what's funny about looking at pandas in the zoo? They don't do anything. They just sit there. And, you know, occasionally they do things that are kind of gross, which I'm not sure are appropriate for a radio audience. And then, like, there are these desperate efforts to get them to breed. So they'll shut down the panda enclosure for a long time and try to get these animals to breed. They don't really want to breed, but maybe they'll get them to breed. And then the panda will give birth to a little cub, and then it will sit on the cub, or it will give the cub an infection, or it'll just not even notice that the cub is there and not take care of it. 99.9% of the time, it's just sitting there lumpishly spending taxpayer money.
Having grown up in the 70s, though, David, I remember that panda diplomacy is the reason the U.S. and China had not annihilated one another.
Well, I think that's slightly overstated. I would say it's probably ping pong. If I had to pick whether it was ping pong or pandas, I'll definitely take ping pong. Mm. And today, the panda has become this wonderful tool for the Chinese government to extract money from the American public. It's actually the classic cheap import product. They've found an American audience that is willing to vastly overpay to get access to the shoddy goods, the shoddy merchandise, and so they keep renting us these pandas. We don't even get to buy them. We don't get to own the pandas. The U.S. rents these pandas for millions and millions of dollars, and so then these poor suckers come and see them at the zoo, and the kids come to see them at the zoo and are like, you know, can't we go see an interesting animal? Can't we go look at the giraffes or you know, maybe the lizards or the chimps?
The lizard is a more interesting animal to watch.
Lizard, yeah, like much more interesting. Your average lizard is much more interesting than a panda.
So your message, it sounds like, to the Pacific Northwest is don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't hop in bed.
Do you know what the Chinese government is proposing to charge Washington State to get these pandas? Millions of dollars, right?
My understanding is that it's $1 million a year with a 10-year contract.
Yeah, I mean, that's silly. The Seahawks should sign another player instead. Anything that the Zoo Foundation, whoever it is, has been duped into considering this should absolutely spend its money on some other thing. It's such a sort of pathetic form of followerdom. It's like, oh, the Atlanta Zoo has a panda, the D.C. Zoo has a panda, we need to have a panda. We can't be a real city unless we have a panda. No, stay out of it. Don't join the panda frenzy, and you'll be so much happier.
David Plotz, he's the host of Slate's Political Gabfest. He made his case against pandas to Bill Radke. A delegation from China will be coming in the next couple of months to determine if the Puget Sound region would be right for a pair of pandas. The Washington State Panda Foundation says if they do make a panda deal with China, they will not use any taxpayer money.